Hello everyone, you're listening to Bag of Spoils, Gizarama's newest spoiler podcast. I am Dmitry Gedevanishvili.
And I am Elijah Diamond.
Alright, so today we're talking about South Park, The Stick of Truth, the newest game from Obsidian Entertainment. It's an RPG, and to my knowledge, you've beaten it, right, Elijah?
Yes, I have. Have you?
Yeah, I did. What'd you think of it?
I feel like my opinion of it is changing, like, very quickly, like, the longer I wait after playing it.
What do you mean?
Let's start out. I love South Park. Do you love South Park?
Not as much. I like it a lot, but I haven't seen as much as I'd want to. I do like it a lot, but I wish I'd seen more of it.
Really?
I've seen 20 episodes, maybe.
That surprises me. Like, South Park, for me, is a show that I've seen, like, at least 100, 150 episodes of, and I love it. Like,
most of the episodes. Yeah, it's on my list. It's on my list.
Mm-hmm. You better get to that. I mean, it's a great show. A lot of the times what they do great is, like, satire, a lot of silly, like, profane humor, and honestly, like, they do a lot of shock value, which is...
Yeah. Really? And they really bring out the shock value in The Stick of Truth. The Stick of Truth, because they're not limited to television guidelines. They can do whatever they want with the game.
However, I'm not quite sure if that was the best choice for them. We'll talk about this a little bit more later.
Okay.
But, like, you know, there's only so much shock value you can get away with before it becomes, you know, excessive.
Do you think it was excessive in The Stick of Truth?
I believe that a few points... I wouldn't say it was excessive. I'd say that the fact that it is a, you know, longer game. It's a 12-hour game, which is, like, what, 20 South Park episodes. So, like, running gags that would be, like, you know, funny over the course of a 20-minute episode, it kind of lose its humor a little bit and become more like, this is a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, and another thing, they really focus on the references. I think they have at least one reference to maybe every episode of South Park ever.
Which is great. Like, for someone like me, like, every episode, they basically have a category named Junk, which is basically everything they've ever mentioned in South Park. Like, what was the great one? Afghani Goat, which was just, like, a one-episode thing that was freaking hilarious.
Did you read all those Junk things?
I didn't read all of them, but, like, whenever I looted something, you'd bet, like, I'd, like, quickly see one and have, like, a quick giggle or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, a little bit more air come out of my mouth than usual.
I try to read as many as possible, but there are tons. Junk is, like, a category of item you find on the ground that you can sell for, you know, a couple bucks.
Mm-hmm. One thing I wasn't expecting about this game, how big, like, loot was.
Yeah.
Like, this game, like, it's being advertised as, like, a South Park RPG, but really, like, this game was all about looting for me.
Just going to places and just breaking glass and stuff with your arrows.
Oh yeah, breaking glass and stuff with my arrows, searching, like, every nook and cranny for a chest.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, more importantly for me than, like, the junk was, like, the character customization.
Yeah, I loved that. And one of the best parts, one of the best parts was towards the end when you meet the girls and you do that makeover bit.
That was hilarious.
Loved it.
You do this makeover, like, bit in the style of, like, one of those Barbie video games. Mm-hmm. And the entire time, like, the girls are, like, giving you points based on how your fashion is, and it's hilarious. It's a complete riff on the character customization done earlier in the game. One thing I loved about the game, you can customize your character at any time.
Yeah, that was great. They didn't restrict you to what you do in the beginning, and you can find customization items just laying around in garbage cans and whatnot, which I thought was cool.
And, like, actually, every time I changed my armor, I, like, completely changed my appearance because I was like, this armor doesn't match this hair.
Mm-hmm. I just kept my 3D glasses and big wizard beard.
That's nice, that's
what,
nice.
What class did you play primarily?
Okay, well, as a lot of people have mentioned, there's the fighter, the mage, the thief, and the Jew.
The Jew!
And, of course, I had to play the Jew.
You played the Jew in your first run?
I played the Jew on my first run. I'm starting another run soon, and I believe I'm going to play as a thief this run.
Nice. I tried a little bit of all of them, but my first, the one that I beat the game on was the warrior. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. I found, from what I saw, like, of the warrior class, I saw a few videos. The warrior class, the attacks were a little bit more straightforward, whereas the Jew class, every attack is for comedic value.
That's how it is in many RPGs, where the warrior is pretty much the basic, kind of standard, easiest to play.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, was it, I'm just going to throw out a name, Skyrim, like, anyone can play as a warrior.
Yeah.
You just run in, you hit stuff, stuff dies, yay. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that really does carry over to Stick of Truth. I found that actually...
So many Skyrim references in Stick of Truth.
So many, and they're... Like, when you think they're done with Skyrim references, they just throw about 10 more at
Especially
you.
At the very... Wasn't there some huge ones at the very end?
Oh, yeah.
In that final confrontation.
Well, I mean, like, this is bad guy spoils. They name your character Dovahkiin.
Dovahkiin, yeah, right? The dragon.
That was
even call
funny.
You the Dragonborn.
That was one of the few moments in the game that I actually did, like, straight up burst out laughing.
I would say there were 5 moments that I, like, had to pause the game and just stop laughing.
Oh, I mean, the game... Say what you will about the game. The game is funny.
It is. Well, Trey Parker, Matt Stone wrote the entire thing start to finish.
And voiced everything.
Yeah.
Apparently, the
that was
first...
Actually, I'm sorry, one of my complaints was that in a 120-minute episode of South Park, the fact that they voiced virtually everything doesn't really matter. But when you're playing 14 hours of a game and you're listening to 2 voices, it does kind of muddle together, which I thought was kind of one of the faults. But, I mean, I like their voices all, you know, overall, but...
A little bit. I mean, like, for you, like... Of course, you've only seen 20 episodes, so for you, it's like, you're not quite used to hearing all these characters. For me, it's like, I'm used to these characters' voices,
mm-hmm.
so it's like, for me, it's not me seeing, like, seeing Matt Stone playing these. It's like, oh my god, I'm in a room with Wendy and Stan and all these people. Oh my god, it's amazing.
So I'm looking at your review, and it looks like you gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
Yes, I did.
So you enjoyed it, but it wasn't everything you were hoping it to be.
It wasn't everything I was hoping it to be. I feel that... I think, looking back on it, the ending just kind of pooped.
Yeah.
Like, the ending, like, they're setting up everything. I think the game takes place over 3 days. I think they could have gone with 5.
Mm-hmm.
Something
happened after that final confrontation with Princess Kenny?
Or not even that. Like, I think everything was great up until the confrontation with Clyde, which had my favorite moment of the entire game, seeing Nazi zombie chef.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Like, I mean, especially since, like, the late Isaac Hayes, like, quit playing chef and they killed off chef's character. So
Wait,
I
they
just
did?
Just, yeah, the late...
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
No, they have an entire 2-part episode where they just used canned chef footage because he joined this cult that started molesting young boys. Spoiler alert for South Park.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys. This episode was, like, 4 years old.
Yeah.
And it ends with him falling off a bridge and, like, getting struck by lightning and turning into Darth Chef, who never appears again.
That's terrible. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but, like, the fact that they, like, referenced even that and brought him back
with the canned footage
and everything.
I was, wait, so in South Park, are the Nazi zombies a prevailing thing, or was that specific to this game?
No. This was specific to this game, which...
Oh, wow.
I mean, this to me, like... Those were the 2 big
That's
references.
Creative.
The Call of Duty reference and the Skyrim reference. Only the Call of Duty reference was only in the Nazi zombie thing.
Which one was the Call of Duty reference?
Oh, just Nazi zombies. I mean, Nazi zombies are known for being Call of Duty since World War.
I like when they first showed the Nazi zombies. They were like, oh, they're so overused already and stuff. They poke so much fun towards the industry in general with this game. I love it.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things I loved is that they used, like... Stock audio of Hitler.
Of Hitler, yep, for every Nazi. Even the, like, mouse and, like, fetus Nazis.
Yeah, even the mouse. And, like, it's hilarious. My big issue, though, is that when they start introducing Nazi zombies, the enemy variety really drops off.
Yeah, I mean, the variety wasn't really anything to begin with. That's
but, I mean, like, at least there were a few things, like, at the beginning. I mean, like, towards the middle of the game, like... It's really weird, because when I look back on it, there's all these, like, Nazi zombie things. Like, there's the Nazi zombie aborted fetuses, which were hilarious.
Was it Khloe Kardashian's giant one?
Oh, God, that moment had me laughing
uh-huh.
up until a glitch where no music played for me during that boss fight.
Speaking of which, what console did you play it on?
I played it on PS3.
See, that's the thing. Like, I heard PS3 had so many glitches. I played it on Xbox 360, and I experienced no glitches whatsoever.
Ugh, I hate you, but at the same time...
The occasional frame rate, like, I'd say twice in the entire game, it would slow down. But other than that, 0 glitches, which was surprising for me.
For me, it was, like, 4 or 5 times. And, like, for a game that, I mean, I know it's getting... Some people are giving it shit because it's a 2D game, but, I mean, like, it's South Park, and they captured it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it is a little bit unforgivable that, like, a game that looks like this, that's been delayed so long, has these frame rate issues.
Yeah, it isn't a, you know, graphics-heavy game. I mean, this could have been done on, like, PS2 just fine. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I think I heard that Obsidian is trying to fix it. There was a day one patch for the Xbox. So yeah.
Or even worse than that for me was in the conversation like right before you go up Mr. Slave's butt, which was
I was not expecting that.
It was
the amount of stuff in his ass, iPhones and flashlights.
Mr. Hat.
Yeah, Mr. Hat was in there.
Mr. Hat,
Mr. Hat too?
Yeah, you do befriend Mr. Hat. You befriend Mr. Hat, and somewhere around the area you can find, like, Mr. Twig.
Mm-hmm.
But during the scene right before then, every character you could hear except for Cartman. Cartman's audio completely cut out for me.
Really?
Yeah, so, like, all these characters were talking, and just Cartman just... his mouth would move, but nothing would come out, and it was just really... it was just really weird, and it completely broke my immersion.
Alright, so we're looking at... we've got about 8 minutes left. Tell me what you thought about the gameplay combat and whatnot. The combat and the gameplay.
Oh, the gameplay... I think the gameplay was great. I think it was explained terribly.
It was... yes, I agree with that. But it was deeper than I expected it to be.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, the fact that it didn't just revolve around, like, use the most powerful attacks, and that it focused a lot on status elements, and that status elements could be used against almost every enemy.
I like the status effects. I didn't like how ambiguous a lot of them were, but mm-hmm. I liked how they were funny takes on things you see in previous RPGs, like throwing is like poison, or like gross out was like poison. I thought it was funny.
Well, I mean, most of them were like poison, to be real. I mean, burning, like poison.
Bleeding, freezing.
Freezing was the only one that was like, oh, this is slowed down, but like bleeding, gross out, burning.
We're just hurting.
It's just, you know, every turn, take a little bit of damage, breaks through armor.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the fact that I had to, like, the first time I fought Al Gore, which, that side quest was hilarious.
Yeah, the whole, like, memory break thing.
I didn't know about the armor mechanic, so that really
You were just doing, like, one damage per turn?
Yeah, and, like, it's kind of really surprising, because they don't really mention it. They might mention it in passing. They mentioned shields, I remembered.
Yeah. The armor bit is not completely specified, I don't believe.
Yeah, and that kind of... I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I had to look online, and I was like, what's going on? It was like, oh, he uses armor, so use attacks that have armor. And once I learned that enemies used armor, I used the same attack the entire game.
Yeah, as the warrior, I mixed it up a little bit, but I primarily used the same three attacks, especially towards the second half of the game. When I got really powerful attacks, really powerful weapons, I kind of just stuck it to that. Did you find the game was challenging at all?
At times, but I feel like its challenge was incredibly fake.
I lost a couple battles. I think I lost the first battle to Al Gore.
Mm-hmm. The first battle to Al Gore was really hard.
In his storage facility, whatever?
Yeah, but I mean, like, a lot of the difficulty from that didn't come from Al Gore. It came from, you know, him summoning three dudes who, like, also had the same armor things as him.
Yeah, exactly. Those soldiers
and
whatever.
The one that really kicked my ass was in Canada, you're going to free the minister.
Yeah.
By the way, the Canada level
that was
hilarious for the first
so left field, I loved it.
Was hilarious for the first 3 minutes.
You didn't like it?
It was hilarious for the first 3 minutes, then it like a lot of this problem happened during the game where like the missions were very like go talk to this person, but this person wants something from this person, but this person wants something from this person.
That
and
was
like,
the entirety of the Canada mission. You're right about that. There's a lot.
And the Canada mission was just, it got to the point where I just went to like, ugh. But like right outside the, what's his name? The minister's like...
Cave?
There was like six enemies and like I fought it like three times and then I was like, screw it, use
the
summon.
And snakes and stuff.
Used the summon and just, you know, cleared it out.
I love Mr. Slave's summon.
Oh, Mr. Slave summon's hilarious. Jesus' summon was perfect.
I actually didn't end up using Jesus's or the poop guys' summons. I only used Mr. Slave's.
Oh, Jesus' summon. Jesus comes down with a machine gun, blows everyone away.
Right. I saw that.
And then
online
just
somewhere.
Throws on some shades.
That's great. I love
and
how
Mr.
his mission is called Finding Jesus, and you just gotta go find him in the church.
That was one of the funniest side That's missions, great. Though I think, once again, they didn't need to do it twice.
Oh, go back and find him again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, that's why I feel like the main issue with the game was that it both used things too often, and towards the end, like, after you fight Zombie Chef, there's the big plot twist with the government bad guy and Princess Kenny, like, betraying you,
mm-hmm.
and that lasts literally 5 minutes till the end of the game, and it's like, dude, you could have made an extra day or two of this.
Yeah, having, like, trying to stop Kenny and going around doing stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I was kind of interested in seeing, like, exactly what was up with this, you know, government bad guy.
Yeah, they didn't really, go into him very much.
I mean, except for the fact that, you know, you see his frickin' dick at the end, which was a little bit much, in my opinion. I mean, like, I love, like, shock value humor, but a lot of the humor here kind of, like, some of the abortion humor after a while kind of fell flat.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I feel like, especially, like, towards the... What's it called? Especially the one on Randy, I think. I don't know why, but that kind
of... I like that part.
That made me uncomfortable as shit.
Just
giving, like,
Randy an abortion in front of the CIA or the government agents? I thought that was just in South Park enough to be funny.
Yeah.
Another thing... I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, no, never mind. Go ahead.
I was just saying, another thing that I loved was that the fact that the protagonist is silent. So as all this insane stuff is going on, he has nothing to say about it until the last second
almost
of the game.
Almost silent.
I love it when they cut to his face after things happen. He's just standing there, small frown on his face, just staring.
That was hilarious. I mean, I loved how his parents deal with him.
Yeah.
Especially his dad, who's just, like, the biggest dick on the planet.
Yeah, he won't be your friend until you get, like, 30 friends.
Hello.
What'd you think of the scene? What'd you think of the scene where you become small and you got to watch them go at it?
That was hilarious.
Yeah,
that was hilarious. That for me was like perfect, especially like fighting the warlock and then like his nuts coming at you.
Just as you're fighting, yeah,
mm-hmm.
on their bed. Poor guy.
Yeah. Dude, that kid's seen some shit.
Would you think of the mechanics, like the fart mechanics and whatnot? Did you ever utilize those in battle and stuff?
I didn't really utilize those in battle that much. I think they were very, very, very poorly explained outside of battle.
Agreed. I never used the magic system. I maybe used magic spells, you know, 5 times as the warrior.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I'm not even sure if as the mage you'd use them that much. It seems like the only difference in the character classes is the abilities.
Because, I mean, at the end of every battle, your PP and your health recharge, but your mana doesn't, and all the battles can be won without mana, feasibly. So, like, you never really think to waste an item's turn and use mana potions and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, especially giving you 2 turns really kind of made the combat really easy. Because,
yeah,
like
letting you heal
an ability,
fight.
Heal, and then, like, use an ability again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, like, that for every round, every battle.
Yeah.
Which party member did you use the most?
I liked, who's the guy with the sword? Kyle?
Oh, Stan.
Stan, I liked Stan, and I liked Butters. I liked his healing.
Cartman has a move that is so overpowered that it broke the game for me.
Really? Which one is it?
He farts fire, and it does, like, by the end of the game, he did 4 grand damage to everyone.
Nice. That's awesome. Uh-huh.
And, I mean, like, it's nice to have those moves, but at the same time, like, it started becoming a crutch, you know? Like, it forced me to, like, look for other ways to make the game fun, and I don't know, like, I think maybe balancing it a little bit more would have been helpful.
Did you play it on normal difficulty?
I played on the default difficulty.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I didn't even realize you could up the difficulty until after.
I don't know if you can up it, but it does give you a choice in the beginning, and I just chose normal.
Hmm.
So we're coming to an end here. What were some of your favorite standout moments?
One second.
Okay.
So my favorite standout moment, definitely, I think the one moment that made me the happiest was definitely seeing Nazi Zombie Chef.
Mm-hmm.
Just because,
callback.
Just as a huge callback, especially, like I said, the late Isaac Hayes, like, I thought they were just going to completely remove him, completely not do anything involved with him.
Yeah.
Coming close, though, the abortion clinic level was hilarious.
Yeah, that was great.
What about you? What was your favorite moment?
My favorite moment, that's hard to pinpoint, but I will list some of my favorites. I liked going into the alien spaceship and getting that, like, Cartman gets an anal probe inside you.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that they took the environment out of the South Park city and brought it to a new place so you can fight new enemies, meaning the aliens. I thought that was cool.
Oh, yeah. The aliens were fun. I mean, they were surprisingly difficult.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, wait, the underpants gnome level, though. Like, the thing is, I think back on this game and there are so many moments I love.
Yeah.
But, like, the experience as a whole, I think just because of, like, how it dealt with the ending and, like, these few nitpicks, like, they're really quickly starting to make me lose appreciation for the game as a whole.
It does feel like an overdrawn episode of South Park. I will give it that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also can't deny Mr. Chef's asshole. Like, that was so funny and great.
Just seeing what
was in there, not knowing what to expect next.
That was hilarious. I'm guessing you haven't seen the Lemmy Winks episode.
I have not, no.
No, there's an episode involving this, like, where they use the music from this episode in the asshole level.
The lyrics in that song were so funny. That was funny enough on its own to crack me up.
Ugh. No, but, like, dude, this game, like, everyone's referring to it as the Arkham Asylum for South Park, and I definitely agree with them. However, I think this might have worked better as an episodic game.
Like, kind of the Walking Dead, Wolf Among Us kind of thing?
Kind of, but I mean, like, with the same fighting mechanics that they used, I mean, just, like, I would play this if they released, like, you know, a two-hour game, like, a little episode every, like, couple months.
Yeah, that'd be like, cool. With a different kind of story, maybe?
Yeah, with a different kind of story, or hell, even, like, the same character. I mean, like, it's South Park. It doesn't need an overarching story.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And the overarching story in this one was sort of, it kind of took a backseat to the humor and whatnot, I felt, the overarching story. Which was, the overarching story itself was funny. I love the Taco Bell references with the spaceship and whatnot. I thought that was
great. The Taco Bell, the first time they mentioned Taco Bell was hilarious.
And I love how oblivious people are to it. Like, that's clearly a spaceship, and everyone's looking at it expecting a new Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. I'm just really surprised that, like, the government cover-up just kind of ended.
And everyone kind of forgot about it?
Yeah, everyone kind of forgot about it. Like, you know, like I keep saying, I keep finding these nitpicks.
So would you recommend it to an RPG fan? Who would you recommend this game to?
I'm not sure if I could recommend it solely to an RPG fan. I would recommend it if you like South Park. You definitely, like, need to buy this game.
Yeah, I'd say at least get a cursory knowledge on South Park before you play this game. Otherwise, a lot of the most hilarious references are going to be missed. It's still funny on its own, but you may not appreciate all the elements. I knew at some points, as a person who's not huge on South Park, some points I was like, okay, I mean, that's funny, but I don't really appreciate it. Like the crab people, I didn't really appreciate that as much.
The crab people?
As I think I should have.
You can tell so much stuff was cut out of this game.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was reading... It was a Game Informer preview article a couple years ago, and there was so much other stuff that could have been in this game that was cut.
The original script was 850 pages.
Was it?
It kind of is a shame that they didn't include as much, because, like, if this was truly, like, a grand RPG, like, I don't know, like, I don't want to say, like, I mean, like, a Fallout in terms of, like, number of quests you can do, like, this would have been amazing. Like, towards the end, I was like, really? Is this all the side quests in the game?
Yeah, you can kind of consume every side quest and everything within that 15-hour mark.
Uh-huh, and I mean, for me, it might have been even shorter. I don't even know. I just knew that I've, like, played it for 3 days, and then I was done with everything, almost 100%.
Yeah, like, I love this game. I have no plans on returning to it, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I might return to it just because I feel like my friends who like South Park, they might want to take a look, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, for my own pleasure, I think it's gonna go back in the library for a little while.
I agree. Any parting thoughts?
Do you like South Park? Buy this game.
Yeah, pretty much. If you're a South Park fan, if you like RPGs, maybe this could interest you. And it's a fun game. It's a funny game. I'd recommend it to people. Oh. Yeah, for sure.
I would definitely recommend it. If you're not a huge South Park fan or you have any qualms, I'd say wait for, like, a little bit of a price drop. Like, $60 is a lot to spend on this game. Maybe wait till it hits, like, 40 or 50. I don't know. 45. Let's say 45.
Good call. All right, thank you, Elijah. Thank you all for people for listening.
Thank you, Dimitri.
Of course. We'll see you next time on Bag of Spoils.
See ya.